Tu veux pas goûter ton vin?
For centuries, Georgian wine has been a family affair. Wine was bottled in small quantities and made from a larger variety of grapes. But under the Soviet Union, the wine industry was collectivized and industrialized. However, over the past decade, the countryside has seen a return to traditional wine production.
There's been a much more bigger interest in working with different varieties, bringing back some of the older varieties. Soviet times, there was only 4 major varieties that were commercially available out of the 525. Now that there's kind of a celebration of uniqueness in wine, a lot of people are motivated to plant the original varieties that were from their region and to not try to be like everyone else, but to set themselves apart.
Natural wine grower and producer John Verderman, originally from the US, but has lived in Georgia for the past 21 years.
Yeah, good. I love the shapes.
It's like a lava lamp.
In terms of biodiversity, Georgia has the greatest amount of vitis vinifera, or wine grapes, per hectare than any other country in the world. Italy has twice as many varieties of grapes, but the country is 4 times the size of Georgia. John says there's been a change in attitude among young people that come to natural wine fairs and tastings.
There's also the new wine fair that's organized by the wine club. You know, when we first started going to those, people were like, Chef Capito, we've never heard about that. And now there's like lines of young people in their early 20s saying, hey, John, we want to taste the Chef Capito. How's this year's vintage? And so, again, it's a shift in mindset from almost not even knowing to being passionate.
Vous avez goûté le vin?
Oui, c'est sûr.
On sent le fruit.
Elle n'est pas grosse.
Je ne sais pas ce que c'est encore.
Blondine Flock comes from the Valley de la Loire in France. It's her second trip to Georgia as she continues her wine apprenticeship. She says Georgian wines can hold their own to any of the main players.
Les vins conventionnels qu'on peut trouver en supermarché, il n'y a pas d'émotion.
Conventional wines that can be found in supermarkets, they have no emotions. And here in Georgia, with natural Georgian wines, we can find these emotions based on origins and wine foundations that are completely different from those that we are used to in France or Western Europe.
En France ou en Europe de l'Ouest.
Vous avez goûté le vin?
Je suis en train, j'y vais doucement. Je suis un peu d'accord avec toi, on est un peu fermé encore.
French-Serbian Slavica Marmaković has worked in Paris for a number of years in the catering industry. This is her first trip to Georgia. When talking about natural wine that is not filtered, I ask Slavica if the Western wine consumer hesitates to taste wine, not only from Central or Eastern Europe, but also those from a former Soviet republic.
Ah oui, oui, bien sûr, évidemment. Évidemment, moi je vis en France.
Oh yes, yes, of course. I live in France and have my friends try these various sorts of wines, and they say, your wine is strange. Why does it have this color? Why are there deposits? Why this particular taste? Of course, it's evolving, but in France, where wine is like something that everyone consumes all the time, people get used to a very particular taste, which is, for example, the standard French wine, such as Beaujolais, Bordeaux, Burgundy, and it's all very typical, very well done, always the same taste. If it changes, then it's not good. So there is a small part of the population that admires such wines, and a large part that does not understand at all, especially Georgian wines.
Les personnes sont habituées à voir chaque année la même chose. C'est jamais la même chose.
Sommelier, wine teacher and winemaker Nouria Renom has a vast experience in grape harvest from old world to new world wines. Standing in John's cellar winery called Pheasant's Tears, she's holding a glass of amber orange wine brought a few minutes ago from one of the cuvées.
This is not natural wine, this is wine. What's wine? And it's not me saying. You can go to a dictionary and look for the definition of wine. And wine is the product of fermented grapes. That's it. Punto. Basta. Facil. So everything else that you do in wine, okay, you are taking it a little bit away from the basic, from its definition. So this is just wine.
Voilà les grandes expériences qu'on trouve ici à la Géorgie, qui est un grand pays.
Georgian wine has surpassed many civilizations that have come and gone over time. For people like John and Nouria, the wine feels very young and very ancient at the same time. There are the roots of ancient tradition, and then there is the excitement of the rebirth of wine culture. For John and his friends, it's a very exciting time to be here now in Georgia. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kakheti, Georgia.